This is Mental Wealth on Shining Bright Radio with Brian Green. On today's programme, I'm talking with a human givens practitioner, Denise Wynn, about an upcoming course in May 2018 on depression. Good afternoon, Denise.
Hello there, Brian.
Tell me about the human givens approach to depression and how it differs from the standard approach.
Right. What's very special about the human givens is that it has a framework which is based around the fact that we all have essential emotional needs and innate resources to help us meet them. So most other forms of therapy, they'll take an approach, they'll look at the symptoms, they'll look at what's wrong with you, whereas we would be looking to see what's not working in a person's life. So when their emotional needs are not being met, and this could be something like not having sufficient control over things in their life, or feeling insecure, or not having any sense of meaning, or sense of achievement, there's a variety of them, about nine of them, then this is going to have an effect on them mentally. It's going to bring them down and may, for many people, end up in something like depression.
So if I don't exercise and stay at home a lot and don't go out and mingle with people, that could be the side issues that need to be looked at rather than the core issue itself that I might present with.
Well, the core issue, say, if you come and say, I'm feeling depressed. Yes, exactly. We would be looking at, okay, what's going on in your life? There might have been some precipitating factor, of course. There could have been a great loss, and it's a natural reaction to feel great sadness. But if, as you said, the person gradually starts to withdraw, maybe they start to drink, maybe they start just staying home alone drinking and just not seeing people who love them, yes, that's a slippery slope, and that's where we would want to come in and start to help them get out there again. Because what people with depression very commonly say is, I used to like playing tennis or going salsa dancing or whatever. I'll do it again when I feel better. But the point about depression is you don't get better until you do it. So you need to get out there and do that stuff, even if it doesn't feel like what you want to do right now. And most people with depression, they take that small step and they realize they do start to feel better.
Most environments, psychiatric interactions, I might be offered some drugs to expedite my recovery and get me back on their track to recovery. That's not the approach at first call or at all with the human givens approach, is it?
Well, no, we wouldn't prescribe medication anyway. We're not able to do that. It's well known now that antidepressants work only with a portion of people, so it might be, about a third of people can get benefit, a third nothing happens, and a third may actually get worse. And it's interesting you ask this, because I just saw some research very recently published in a journal called BMC Psychiatry, which referred to evidence that nearly half of people with major depression don't get adequate relief from antidepressants. So the researchers went and did a survey of over 2,000 people from six countries. And what they found was that those who don't get that relief, 30% felt frustration, 27.4% felt apprehension, anxiety, and fear, and another 27.4% felt hopelessness. Well, that's really very important, because if you feel fear because you've got this drug and it's not helping me, that can very quickly lead into hopelessness, can't it? What's going to happen? I'll never get better. And feeling hopelessness is what tends to lead to suicide and suicide attempts.
While psychiatrists are then going on arguing about the switching the drugs because the ones they gave them aren't working and there are other ones that might work, human givens is getting into talking therapies really early on. Is that going to take a long time, or does that actually have a quicker recovery?
Oh, it's quick. Yes, we often can help someone with depression in one, two or three sessions. Not everyone, but a great many people, because they see that the light bulb comes on. They recognize that unmet needs, things they're not maybe addressing, maybe it's being really unhappy in a relationship or a job, to try and find ways to deal with that. It might be learning certain skills to be more assertive. It might be choosing to say, okay, I'm going to try and find another job. Various things you can help a person do, and to just think more differently about what's happening to them too.
does the person in front of you need to be a willing participant and open to change?
Largely, yes, I would say so. Because if somebody, well, particularly if somebody came to see a human givens practitioner because their partner wanted them to come or their parent, and they don't really want to be there, it's much harder to work with them. It's not impossible because you can say something. We reframe a lot of things, so we put it in a different light, and again, that light bulb moment can happen. And we also do quite a lot of work where we will deeply relax someone and maybe tell them stories and just open their minds in different, more oblique ways. And that can have an amazing effect as well, just opening people up to being more able to think about things differently.
So it's a kind of a unique approach, like from practitioner to practitioner, it could be a little bit different. They would have different ways of getting to a person.
Well, I'd say there's a range of tried and tested methods that we draw on, because we do use evidence-based methods of therapy. So there's, you will know of cognitive behavioral therapy, I'm sure. We will use a lot of aspects of that. So we'll get people to think about faulty thinking, the idea of I'm hopeless, etc. I'll never be able to change. That's cognitive, but we don't make it our whole thing we do. And similarly, we'll do a lot of listening, a great deal of listening, but we will also nudge and suggest, so we don't leave the person just going over and over and over the stuff that they're miserable about. We take them forward, we empower them, we give them hope. And that's something we would all do in the first session, give people hope.
You're an expert in the area of depression, so I have a couple of questions about that. You've a course coming up on May 23rd, which we'll give out details towards the end of the interview. But there's a cycle in depression that needs to be broken. Is that the same as the cycle within the depression, like that rumination that you keep going on over and over and over with things? Or is the cycle of depression kind of a broader outside thing?
No, the cycle of depression, as we refer to it, is indeed what happens when a needs are not met in some form, and the person starts to worry about it, and they spend a lot of time thinking about this thing, not in a productive way, but in a just getting very upset about it. It's known now that people who have depression dream a lot more than people who don't have depression. And one of the co-founders of Human Givens Approach, who did a lot of study of depression and dreaming, recognized that what happens is that we need to dream out things that have got us emotionally aroused in the day that we haven't expressed. So there's a lot of this for people with depression and anxiety, because anxiety is a huge part of depression. So all that thinking of, you know, oh, this will never change, oh, he doesn't love me, oh, I'll never get another job, that somehow, in some metaphorical form, will get dreamed out. But it takes up a lot of energy to dream. It uses a great deal. So what tends to happen is the person will wake up. The dreaming mechanism says, that's enough now, I'm exhausted. And the person wakes up and they're exhausted too, because it's early hours, they've been doing all this dreaming, they haven't had enough slow sleep, which is thought to be the time when all the physical repairs happen. And they wake up, and what do? They think, oh, I'm awake, it's only 3 a.m, I've got to go to work, when is this ever going to end, I feel so terrible. And of course, now they're building up already for the next night, and they're going to have to do it all over again. So to break that cycle of depression, we've got to get people out of that negative thinking, and often just telling them this is part of what's keeping them unable to sleep is a huge motivating factor. And then, as I said, we want to get them out there starting to do things. Small things at first if necessary, and then bigger so they're connecting again.
You mentioned earlier the light bulb moment. Is it about getting the service user or patient in front of you to see it for themselves?
Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely. They will see it for themselves. It's not a case of us just saying, you will do this. And of course, that's a problem in a way when you give drugs to people. You say, you take this antidepressant and you will feel better. And as we said, the proportion of people will feel better. But what they don't learn is how to cope with those feelings when they occur again. Because it isn't a one-off. There are people who have a tendency towards depression, and they need to know what to do to snap themselves out of it at an earlier stage next time, which is what we're teaching by looking at the way they think, by things they're doing, by things they stop doing. You know, they have got what they need to know to help them the next time. They won't get that from drugs.
I've spoken to a number of human givens practitioners in the last while, and what I generally find is that they're very kind and giving and gentle people. Is there ever a point where you're in a situation where the person who needs help is just not helping themselves and they need a sharp elbow to say, come on, you're not helping yourself here?
Well, I do think one does have to be direct at certain times. I think one would try and show them that, you know, what they're doing, just maybe by the language one uses. So that you say, okay, so did you go for that walk? We said we agreed you're going to go for a walk 3 times a week. No, I didn't actually. I just sort of stayed home. Okay, so did that help? No. So you just kind of get them to see it in a different way.
Working in the area of depression and mental health, is there a lot of job satisfaction for Denise in this?
Well, yes, there is. You might think it would be rather a depressing thing to do, but in fact it's not, because of the way we work as human givens practitioners. We are looking for the good in people and what's already working for them in their lives and how we can get it working better. And this gives us an enormous satisfaction. It's very uplifting. But we would not expect to get our full meaning and purpose in life or status, they're two important needs, from this work. It's really important that one has a wider way of connecting and getting one's needs met for professionals as well as the persons coming with depression.
All of the things that we've discussed and much more are going to be discussed at an upcoming course on May the 23rd in London at Broadway House. Tell me, who should go along to this course?
Well, it's certainly of interest to people working professionally with people with depression. It's also very useful for people working with people. So if you're in an organization where you have a depressed colleague, if you're a teacher, in fact, we do also get a lot of people coming who may have depression themselves or have a depressed relative or close friend, because they will learn very useful methods to help their friend or other person, and also perhaps get a sense that they could direct them towards human givens therapy. The course is not therapy itself, but it does, during the day we work through a case history, looking at how we can see a person's problems in a different way than just saying, oh, that's a depressed person, oh dear. We look at what needs aren't met, what resources are not being used right, and how we can move that person forward. And also see a film of a master therapist working successfully in one session with someone with depression.
Is there any group work during the day?
Yeah, we do exercises where we get, in fact, on this case history, we get people in groups to think about what suggestions they'd make and what needs aren't met, what they could suggest the person does. Yeah.
It sounds like when you're talking about needs not being met, it's a bit of detective work to be done.
Yes, and often it's very obvious as well. You know, somebody is in a marriage where they don't have any control over the money and they don't do anything out without their partner's say-so, it's pretty obvious that person is rather lacking in control. Or if they're working in a job where they get no chance to put their own ideas in and do anything their own way, again, control is lacking. And that has been shown very clearly in research that was done, in fact, with civil servants in Whitehall many decades ago, that they were looking at heart attacks and who gets them. And they thought it was going to be the top guys, you know, they all stress all this responsibility on them, they'd be having the heart attacks. But it wasn't. It was the people much lower down who just didn't have any control over their work.
If I attend, I'll get 6 CPD points, which is great. What will I know at the end of the day that I didn't know going in the morning?
Oh, you'll know that there's a very different way to treat depression, that depression is something that can lift very quickly, and a lot of people get stuck in it for years because they are not getting the right help.
Brilliant. And you're in Bristol in September, on the 19th of September, in Engineers House, and in November you're back in London at Broadway House, but most recently or upcoming is Wednesday the 23rd of May in London at Broadway House. If people want more details about this, they can log on to your website.
Indeed, Human Givens College, all the details are there. So if they just put in Human Givens College, up will come the website address, and they'll find all they need to know, and lots of other courses as well that will be of interest.
Yes, that website address is humangivenscollege.com. Simple as that. May 23rd in London. The very best of luck on that day, Denise, and thanks for your time today.
Thank you. And may I just say, it's a very fun day. The subject may be depression, but people really enjoy it and there's a lot of laughter.
Very important to add. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brian.